Perfect Confidence. Written by Jan Ferguson and read by Nicholas Bell. As you listen to this book, it should become increasingly apparent that you are the main character of the plot. By the final chapter, I hope you will understand and like that character more. If it has achieved its aim, then the time you have spent listening and thinking about this book will have helped you to 1. Understand more about confidence and its importance for leading a happy, healthy life. 2. Understand more about your emotions and about why you behave in certain ways. 3. Recognize the advantages of making a few changes in order to liberate your potential to be yourself. And 4. Use realistic tips for behaving and feeling more confident. In order to get the most from life, whatever our role, we have to work at sorting out relationships with other people. Confidence helps us to do that, and this book will give you lots of ideas on how to become more effective in relating to others in your personal life, at work, and in specific situations. However, the first relationship that has to be addressed, often the one we neglect, is with ourselves. The exercises and pauses for thought in these chapters will give you the opportunity to spend some time constructively working on your relationship with yourself. Whatever we do in life, it is useful to have a toolkit to help us deal with what comes along. In my kit, techniques for being more confident are major tools. In fact, as I've learned more about confidence, it has become such a light device to carry that I'm often not aware of it being there. 2 cautionary notes before you go any further into this audiobook. First, it might seem that I am saying it is easy to be confident. Well, often it isn't easy at all. The important thing is that although it isn't easy, it is worth it. When you get it right, it is a great feeling and it gives you yet more confidence to tackle further issues. But when it doesn't work, don't be too hard on yourself. Failing is bad enough without punishing yourself for it. Many people who are admired for their confidence confess to sometimes feeling far from confident. I occasionally remind myself of a swan gliding serenely and calmly, while underneath, where nobody can see, I'm paddling like mad. The second word of caution is not to take it all too seriously. That, of course, implies not taking yourself too seriously. Yes, we are looking at personal development, but it is essential to retain a sense of humour and perspective about the whole thing. We've all got hopes, fears, strengths, weaknesses, successes and failures, but we're only people.